I apologize up front for my lack of my voice. So let's start with the introduction of Mishnah Berurah before we do the Shulchan Aruch. So Simon Shimon Hey starts with Mishnah Berurah with an introduction. I'm going to give us a short introduction. The issue of transferring something from one rishus to another is an issue of the raisa. It's one of the lamatis malachas. Who could call kufi Torah and imsur lamoshe misinai? And this is part of the Torah which was given. And besides being a lacha moshe misinai, there is psukim which indicate that. Tchsiv pasuk parshas vayakil. Hitzav moshe v'yiru kol b'machaneh. Moshe Rabbeinu made an announcement. Ish v'yisha al yasu oid malacha lishu mas hakodesh v'yikoleho am mehovi. So Moshe Rabbeinu said that after everybody had all of these items which are to be for the purpose of using for the Mishkan, it's time to stop bringing any more items. So he said, we're in the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah. So, do not do any more malacha, Yisru Masa Kodesh. So the phrase malacha, Chazal understand, is not referring to the actual making of the items, but rather the act of bringing it itself as a malacha. And they stop bringing. The act of bringing from a person's personal space, his home, his tent, which is the Rishus HaYachid. The Rishus HaShal Moshe, to where Moshe Rabbeinu was, Shoyi Rishus HaRabim, Neshoyi Rabim Mitzvim Sham, where Moshe Rabbeinu was around the Mishkan, everybody gathered there, that was the Rishus HaRabim. B'chlam Malacha, that goes under the category of being a Malacha, that's Rambam, beginning of Perek Yud Beis. V'chashavs. The more says of this, okay, that proves to me that taking from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, which the first was Hoytzah, is an issue of the rice. How do we know that Hachnasa from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid is also an issue of the rice? So the more says it's a smaller, what's the difference if you go this direction or that direction? Wouldn't the Asr Lahachnis Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid? So you cannot take from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid. So those are the two. So the rice, there only are two different rishuyas that you have to deal with. Is Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim.
What's the proof of taking out from a Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid?
Okay. Now, so that's. But what the criteria? What to find something is Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. We'll have to see. The V'yesh Od Rishus Shlishi Sheshmoy Karmelis. There's a third area which Chazal dealt with. It's referred to Karmelis Shehu Einu Bechlau Rishus HaRabim Begam Inin Rishus HaYachid. It's not Rishus HaRabim, it's not Rishus HaYachid. Shein L'mechitz is called Rishus HaYachid Kima Vur B'Sef Yudalad. It doesn't have the requisite mechitzes to make it Rishus HaYachid, but it's not made to be Rishus HaRabim either. I mean, a term what L'Hachlis U'Hoytzi Mimen Rishus HaYachid U'Rishus HaRabim. So, on a Torah level, you can transfer from a Karmelis to Rishus HaYachid or to Rishus HaRabim, either from it to Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaRabim to it, from it to Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaYachid to it. That's Min HaRais. V'chama Masru, Chazal said they can't, you cannot, Kadei Shalom Yonobo Lahat, Vayedei Zem, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Shein HaKol Bekiyim, B'dinei Mechitzes. The Karmelis area is confusing to some people.
Yeah, me.
So they Chazal asserted it in order to limit the confusion. Basically, everything is also. So you're not taking any type, one type of rishus to the other. But there is areas which are so minimal that they're called makom patur, an area which Chazal left on the Torah level that it's not also, and it's mutter to transfer from there to rishus HaYachid or rishus HaRabim. Come on, b'soif hasimen. So we're going to define in Simen Shemem Bei four different rishuyos. So we have to give the criteria what to find something is a rishus HaYachid, what defines something as a Rishus Rabbin, what defines something as a Carmelis, and what defines something as a Mokum Patur. Okay. So that was something Machaber. Arba Rishuyas to Shabbos, there are four different Rishuyas for Shabbos, the four different areas which we have to deal with. The Rishus Rishayachid. So a private domain. Now, the definition of Yachid over here does not necessarily mean it belongs to one individual. It could belong to multiple individuals. It could be ownerless. It's not defined by the fact that it's owned by one individual, but it's a place which is built in such a way that it could function with privacy for an individual. Rishus Rabim, which is made for the Rabim to use. Carmelis. And there's an area called a Carmelis. And then there's, I'm skipping the parentheses for a second, and then there's an area called Makom Patur. So the four Rishuyas, those are the four Rishuyas. Now, what is this word Carmelis? Chazal gave it this definition. So, there are actually two pshat in what it means, and why Chazal calls it that. One pshat is not the pshat that we're going to see in the Ramban in a second, is that the word Carmelis is a contraction from the word Ke'armelis. An Armela, Armelis is a woman, Aramaic is a woman who's an Amana, so she's not a Basula, but she's not married. She's been married already, so she's like, she's a widowed person, a widowed woman is somewhere in the middle. So this is like somewhere in the middle to Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rabbah, so it's a Ke'armelis. That's not the pshat that the Ramah brings. He brings a different pshat. Pirish, that the word Carmelis is from the word Rach and Mal. Okay, so the word Kar and Mal, the word Carmelis is like the word Rach backwards. The word Carmel, which is used in the Torah, is something which Lo'ilak lo'yavish elabenani. So the word Carmel, is you found the Parshas in Parshas Vayikra. Says Geras Carmel, and Rashi says over that you would grind it when it was Carmel, when it wasn't totally dry, but it wasn't totally wet. When it's totally wet, you would try and grind it; it becomes a mash; it doesn't become flour. If it's totally dry, that's not caramel anymore. Caramel, so the carmole. So you're going to grind it when it still has moisture in it. So it's not rach. It's not lach. It's not yavish. It's somewhere in the middle between being fully dried. I mean, after they would harvest the grain and they would thresh it, etc. They would leave it outside in the field over the summer to dry out because it still has moisture in it. If you want it to store for a long period of time, it has to be dried. If you want to grind it into very fine flour, it has to be dried. So they would let it dry. So this wasn't dried out. So that's the pasuk refers to the carbon oimer. It was ground caramel when it was still caramel, when it wasn't fully dried. So the word means lo lach lo yavish elo benani, somewhere in the middle. Hakanami lo rishus ayachid v'ishen lo mechitzis. So carmelis is called this because it's not a rishus ayachid. Due to the fact that it doesn't have mechitzis, but rishus rabim shelo doyim lo the midbar to lav lo helichu the rabim avin. It's not a rishus rabim either because the definition of rishus rabim is an area made for the rabim either to travel in or to gather. And this is not made for either of those. Just to give one example, which we'll see later on. So you'd have a park. A park is made for the Rabbim. They don't necessarily gather there. They will stroll there. They will go through parts of it. But it's not made the purpose of the park. It's not saying, well, it's a goal to be the mover of place where people move from point A to point B. If you go to the park just as a walkthrough, you're just not really going to the park. You're just using the park as a shortcut. The purpose of the park is a place where people will spend time there and be there. It's not made to be the town square where people gather. It's not made to be the road where people will travel on. So those are the two definitions of Rishus Rabbah. And this is a Carmelis. So it's more made for more of a individual use. An individual one or two people will go and spend some time there. So that's more like Rishus Yachid. It doesn't have mechitzis around it. Doesn't have walls around it, so it's not a Rishus Yachid. What will be about a case which is it's surrounded by walls, but it's made for the Rabbim to use. We'll talk about that later on. Okay. Mr. Bura Aleph. Rachmol. Rachmol. Pirish Carmel. Akosa Batero. Hanoshanim Biyad. Bein Olach. Bilayobish the Gamri. So they would grind it. They would break it into pieces, into coarse pieces by hand. El Kashmir Subiyad, whom is Rachel Lagamri, it's not Yomish Lagamri, it's not Lach. So it's dry enough that it'll break apart into pieces and that doesn't become a mash, a mash of something. But it's not dry enough that you could grind it in the grindstone, it'll just get stuck in the stone. Because it has moisture in it, so they break it up by hand. Okay, Beis. Eizah Rishos Hayachid. What is the definition of Rishos Hayachid? So Mokum Hamukiv Mechitzes Kavoyes Asar Tfachim. So the first definition is it has to have walls. The walls have to be 10 tfachim high. The second definition is Yesh Boy Arba Tfachim Al Arba Tfachim Al Yosir. It has to be at least 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. Now, it doesn't say how many mechitzes it has to have, and that we're going to discuss later on. Whether you require the requirement of mitzvah is 3 mechitzes or 4 mechitzes, that's a machlokes later on. And the definition of 4 tefachim, whether in the thickness of the wall is that included in the 4 tefachim or not. So Mishnah Berurah is going to point out that it's not. So the mechitzas have to be makif around an area which is 4 tefachim or 4 tefachim. However, Rosh Hashanah Yochid is not limited to the area which of the mechitzas. Means the area above the Rosh Hashanah Yochid is also Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Once it's an area which is set off from the area around it by walls. So not only does the area inside the mechitzas become Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Rosh Hashanah Yochid continues up above the walls of the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So if I have a front yard which is totally enclosed by a fence, and the fence is, we'll say 10 tefachim, we'll call that, whether tefach is 3 inches or 4 inches. So let's say the chumra yud mimach, we're say even 3 inches, a 30 inch fence is that's pretty common. 40 inch fence is less common. But let's say it was 40 inches tall. So according to everybody, that area is Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So not only is it Rosh Hashanah Yochid within the fence, but even above the fence is Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So if somebody would throw something from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to somebody who's standing in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid and he catches it 6 feet off the ground, that's called it landed in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It didn't land in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It landed 6 feet in the air. But that doesn't make a difference. There's another reason why that, because we define the item as landed where the person's feet are. That's a different, besides that. But, what about the following Hechatimsa? That it's a block. It's not an area which is surrounded, but it's an actual block. So an actual block is also Rosh Hashanah Yochid on top of it, not inside of it, but on top of it. That it just has to be 4 tefachim. It doesn't have to be 4 tefachim plus. So for walls to make Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it has to be more than 4 tefachim because they have to surround an area of 4 tefachim. So they have to be a little bit larger than 4 tefachim because they're surrounding 4 tefachim. But if you're making Rosh Hashanah Yochid on top of a block, so as long as the block is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, on top of it is Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Or even in case we have an opening, if I put a board on top, which covers the opening perfectly, and the whole area is just 4x4, not more, that's on top of that, it's just a yochid, even though it's hollow inside. So sometimes 4 tefachim is enough, sometimes 4 tefachim is a little bit lav dafka.
Is that just the air space, or includes anything which is above the fence? For example, a house, you have a house which is completely surrounded by a fence, and on the house there's a balcony. So that's also part of the ceremony, or the roof.
On top of the roof is Rosh Hashanah Yochid, right? It's a continuation of the walls of the house. The walls of the house.
Oh, whether it's fenced or not, okay.
Right. If a case where you would have a if you would have a balcony sticking out from the house, and it doesn't have its own walls, which would be a maka issue, but okay, but leaving out the maka issue, right? So then, it would be with it a fenced area. That'd be true. That would be Rishus Yochid as well. So on top of the balcony is also Rishus Yochid. You dig a pit and it's 10 tefachim deep, and the area, the space inside is 4x4. If you have a little hillock which is 10 tefachim high and its area is 4x4, okay, so all of those are valid hechatim says of Rishus Yoch. Okay. Yesh oimrim the beinan be'elu arbo al arbo hein ba'al achsonon k'mosh yisbar l'kamam in simashim memtes. We're going to see later on that excuse me. When you draw a square, that the alakson across the middle, the diagonal across the middle, is so it's 4x4. So this is 5, and times 4. It's 8/5. It's 5. It's 5 and 5.6. 5 and 5 and 3/5 across the middle. So there is a shita which holds that the definition here of 4x4 is, since when I draw my square, I have to have this area. So the walls, theoretically, any way I should turn it, I should be able to have that length. So the walls actually have to be more than 4x4. They have to be the alachsun, potentially the size of the alachsun. Mr. Burr will point out that this sheet is not accepted in the halacha. Where it does come up is in the din of being ma'arav d'alanam v'shus arab, and then that's actually a different din over there. It is a sheet which is discussed in halacha, but over here is not. Let's see, Mr. Burr.
I don't understand what she does.
You know, let Mr. Burr's going to explain. Right. So I'd rather let Mr. Burr do it than me. Based on what the machitza is, the same machine, some of the spar, the machitza is sorg, she hey shom, but I'd come from the minions. It's like most of you showing them three mechitzas is enough. If I would surround an area of Rishus Yoch with three walls, the fourth side is totally open, a person would throw Rishus Rav into that area, he's called, he was mach this from Rishus Rav to Rishus Yoch. Rav holds you need four mechitzas. But that doesn't mean you can't have doors. You can have a doorway. The doorway is not, it doesn't take away the shape of mechitza. There's a doorway there. What defines whether something is a doorway or something which means it's mevatel the shem mechitza. So that's part of the discussion in Shin Samach Gimel. Shin Samach Gimel is a rather long simon. Okay. V'yesh barbot arbot tefachim. Name is if you test mukach the beinon shehei bein a mechitza chalal arba al arba. So the definition of four tefachim means that the area inside of the walls is 4x4. The thickness of the walls doesn't count. That's the opinion of most of the poskim. That the definition of four is inside of the walls. However, there is an opinion that they hold that you count the walls as well. Veli Rabbi Hebi B'Shem HaRashba Chigav L'Isa Gam Kim B'Mulchamas L'Chalak Binyan said. So they come up with a pshara. The Mechitza's Ovis Sh'roi L'Haniach Milamal Adaf Al Gabein L'Ishtam Risham. If the walls are thick enough that they can support putting a board on top and then using the area on top for usage, so the same way on top, I don't need more than four because I could put a board there and work in an area 4x4 because there's no walls around preventing me from using the area 4x4. So on top, 4x4 is enough. And I could use the top because the walls are thick enough that they can support a board which allow me to stand on top and do something there. So since those walls are significant enough that they can on top, so such walls are mitzvah for the shear even below as well. However, if the walls are not thick enough that they can support such a type of an endeavor, those walls are flimsy to the point that they're not mitzvah to the shear, and that for only with then you need four tefachim inside of the walls. Now, my mechanism is given the calls in Yin Shehei Nikra Shem Rishus Yachud Allah Oveya Mechitza Malamala. Linyan Chalal Shosech Mechitzas Kliyama Loim Nikra Rishus Yachud Kozman Shem Chalal Arba Al Arba. He says, no, that if the area inside is cramped that is less than 4x4, it's not Rishus Yachud. What is the discussion? In that situation, do we say that on top, since it's 4x4, that the on top is Rosh Yochid, do we count the walls as part of the four? Or do we say that even on top you need more than 4x4 to be half the area through the virtual wall? In other words, if the walls are a quarter of an inch thick and a person puts something on that quarter of an inch thick thing, is it called he put it down Rosh Yochid or not? I take a pin and I stick it into the top of the wall. So that's the item is pin is chashiv. Person takes it from Shazam and pins it into the top of the wall. Did he do Hachnasa from Shazarab to Shazayach? Is the thing is it a wall part of the Shazayach or not? That's the Shiloh. But inside, if it's not 4x4, it's not a functional Shazayach, it's not Shazayach. Okay. Now, once you have a function of Rishus HaYochid, you have a house, and there is something called Charim. We'll say Charim is like you have, there's openings in the wall which extend from the Rishus HaYochid out towards the outside. Even though it's part of the wall, that the more calls that charei rishus yachid, the holes literally rishus yachid, which are considered rishus yachid. So once you have a function rishus yachid inside, and then within the thickness of the wall also is rishus yachid, not only on top, but even the thickness inside is also rishus yachid. Chen charitz, so the charitz is 10 tefachim deep and it's 4. The chen tel. Same thing with a little hillock of mound of earth. 10 tefachim high, 4x4, just Rishus HaYochid. Wood and amud goyasar tefachim rochav arba. You have a block of wood, let's say, which is 10 tefachim high, 4x4. We call that filahim by the Rishus HaRabim. This item is placed down in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. It's considered Rishus HaYochid. Goyasar. Okay. If they're not 10 tefachim high, I feel a hem rechavim harbi mil, they're very wide. It's not Rishus HaYochid. It doesn't have mechitzas which are 10 tefachim high. Okay. Next point. Main tzarech sheyatel zokov begoiva. It doesn't have to be perfectly perpendicular to the ground. El afilu hu mashupi, even if it's at a slant. So there's a lot of tell me slaka. if as it rises 10 tefachim off the ground, so the greater the angle of this land, the shorter the distance will be. So if I have something which is a very, 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 very small angle, I guess it will depend on if you're looking inside or outside, right? So it might take 5 or 6 or 7 amas up at a slant to reach the top of the 10th welfare. Something which is a very, 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 very acute angle. So it might take, if it's 10 tefachim high, there's 4 tefachim in an amma. So 10 tefachim is 2.5 ammas tall. So it might take 3 ammas. The slant is such. So where do you draw the point and you say that it's sharp enough that it's considered a wall? Or is it too, the slant is so little, it's just a rise of ground, it's not really a separate shus. So you say if in the hypotenuse is 4 amas long, and within the 4 amas long you get a rise of 10 tefachim, that's called a wall. That's already an acute enough of an angle that's considered as if it was really a wall and it went up and down, and if we're on top it's just a separate shus. If it takes more than 4 amas to get that 4 tenth fucking rise, then it's considered that's enough of that. It's fairly easy to walk. So then it's considered the ground went up, the ground went down. Is that considered a separate issue? Is it a part of the ground? Now the next question is, when you measure the 4 amas, do you measure the 4 amas in the leg of the triangle? Do you measure the 4 amas in the hypotenuse? That, of course, is the machlokas, like everything else, right? Okay. Mishpura is much when that's referring to the hypotenuse, not the leg. Which of course would give you less. You'd have to be more of acute of an angle to be make it into separate issues. The Naf community in the two angles, if I call it correctly, I don't remember the exact numbers. It's somewhere between 22-degree angle or 28-degree angle, depending on whether you've calculated as 4 amas on the hypotenuse, it's a 28-degree angle. If it's on the leg, it's a 22-degree angle going up. That's a very, it's a fairly sharp incline, if you think about it. It's very sharp. Okay.
What?
Hein malach svenon, kamosh yisbar. Rotsa loymar, kamosh shom linyan mavra arba amas vishas or yabin. En cheb kliyam ach yavr shir arba amas im malach svenon. So, when the din of mavra zalan amas vishas or yabin, the person's chayiv, the halacha is that the Torah gives him, as it were, space vishas or yabin which belongs to him. So it becomes his space. And then he moves beyond that. So he took it out of his Rishus Yochid, as it were, into the Rishus Rabbah. But you get 4 amas, you get a square of 4 amas by 4 amas. You're allowed to move anything within that square, which means you're allowed to move from this corner to this corner, which is 5.6 amas. And that's not a problem. So now, but this square is a very interesting imaginary square. So he's standing here, and he starts walking this way. So it goes 4 amas. So if you drew the square like this, he just went past 4 amas. Well, maybe you should draw the square like this, and he's walking his alaksa. So the alaksa, he has to walk beyond the alaksa to be considered he went adalat amas. And chayv kliyama achi yavra shir arba amas ima alaksa. imalach sh'arla b'yachad chamesh amas or shloisha chomshe amo. It's five amas and three fifths. So that's by Mavrdala and Shosarab. So that's not a mechlokes. The vast.
Isn't there shita that the Dharamas is oriented north, south, east?
Yeah, that's right.
So then it kicks into this whole problem.
Right. Okay. Right. But I'm saying. So even like there is the shita which that you have to orient it based on the Ruchus Arlam. So then sometimes it will be, he will get the alachs, and sometimes he won't get the alachs. But there definitely is a case where, even going to that shita, that you get the alachs. So that's why I said it's not like it's, you know, sort of. Okay, so that's over there. So comes along the shita, says, Kain bin yaneinu, then you're shus yachid. And it goes shus yachid, achi yiyah, shir roichav, arba, tvachim, im alachs arnon. Okay. Okay. So I need to be able to create a square which will give me that full diagonal, which is that, and then I make that a diameter of a circle, and I draw a circle according to that sheet. So I don't need the main shape for me is not the walls, the sides of 4x4, a square 4x4. The main thing is that I have this, a diameter of a circle, which is 5.6, and I draw a circle.
All of the chitzos would have to be 5.6 then, to include the circle?
So, if you draw it inside or outside, so I have the circle, I can draw a square inside of it, or I can draw a square outside of it.
Right. As I was just saying outside, but
right, you know, the circle goes like this, it's inside of a box.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, or the circle like that, and the box is inside.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think what it's saying is that the box is outside.
Right.
So, right, that's what you're saying.
The dot all the.
Just it won't be dalal dalal.
No, it'll be bigger than dalal dalal.
Big dalal dalal. Correct. He doesn't bring it at all.
This all assumes that a dot al dot means a dot al dot square.
Right.
Right. Not some, an area of dot al dot.
Correct.
That's universal? Nothing's universal, okay, but.
Yeah. Can I say that? Unequivocally, there's nobody that agrees. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that nobody agrees.
But this was like something like this, for example, right?
Right. Right. But that's not for Tvachim or for Tvachim. The share where there is a Mokum Dira, right? Which is right. Where I'm at. So the Al-Yabba says it's a good idea. I will. So the Vush and the Gra both just basically said the sheet is not really relevant. So he doesn't know even why the Rama brought it. Okay, let's do one more.
What's it? Dma Dacha Haye?
Dacha Haye Sherman Hazemi Halacha. Yeah, he's doing it. Kimu, Solim, Hamakibim Shasayach, Ragabim Shasayach, and I feel Enim Rechavim Arbo. Okay. even though the wall itself is not, I mean, they used to have very thick walls. You picture like some of these old castles, etc. You know, you picture these thick walls. The wall itself is 4x4. I don't need the wall to be 4x4 by itself. The wall could be an amma wide. The wall could be half amma wide, a quarter of an amma wide. Since it's part of the Rishus HaYochid, the area on top of the wall is Rishus HaYochid as well.
Old ones.
Okay. Zion Ksolim Hamakiv Rishus HaYochid. Ritzalim Rishal Yedei Ksolim Nasa Chalol Shebefneim Rishus HaYochid. So these walls created Rishus HaYochid inside of them. So on top of the walls is also Rishus HaYochid. Filayim Mekom Erbo. Ritzalim Rishal Yedei Ksolim Ein Roich Avion Arba Tvachim Kishir Rishus HaYochid. The wall itself is not 4 tefachim, but since it creates Rishus HaYochid inside of itself, it creates Rishus Din Rishus HaYochid on top of the wall as well. So the word makes it kavachomer that if it can help for the area inside of itself, it can help for itself as well. So we said, so the area inside has to be 4x4, the Mishnah Berurah said it has to be at least 4x4. So the walls are outside of the 4x4. And then on top of the Mishnah Sashiyachit as well. Everybody agrees in that case, even if the walls are very flimsy, that top is Mishnah Sashiyachit. The whole discussion before that the walls have to be strong is talking about that the total is only 4x4. So that's also Rishus HaYochid, because it's not worse than a block, which is 4x4. Because I can use the area on top. Well, that's only true if the walls are thick enough that I can support something on top. But if the walls, the area inside is 4x4 on its own, and the walls are accomplishing that, even if the walls are flimsy, the area on top is Rishus HaYochid. Even if I have a very thin wall, and the only thing I put stick there is a needle, but I put the needle on top of that wall, into that wall, even though it's very flimsy, it's the Rishus HaYochid on top. Okay. Let's hold it here.